USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London at this hour after placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit. After considering challenging President Trump in 2020 for the White House nomination, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's made his final decision, tweeting that he appreciates the encouragement from people around the nation who urged him to run, but he says he won't be a candidate and will instead focus on his second term as governor of Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress is still talking about impeachment proceedings for President Trump. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator John Kennedy gave his take on the subject.
Impeachment polls right up there with skim milk among the American people. But my advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is not ready to go home and told ABC's This Week he's not ready to impeach either.
I think if it is a close calls go against putting the country through that. We have an important legislative agenda to try to advance. We have important oversight work we can do outside the context of impeachment. And I think at this point that is still the preferred course.
The President and First Lady are off traveling to distant locations again for more diplomatic visits. On Monday, they'll be in the UK for meetings with the royal family at Buckingham Palace. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden is bashing President Trump's human rights record. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Biden speaking at an LGBT Pride Month event in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, and the former VP accuses Trump of not taking a strong stand in favor of basic human rights for all.
This White House has literally a bully pulpit. Is callously extending his power over the most vulnerable, implementing discriminatory policies like Muslim bans, turning away asylum seekers, putting children in cages.
Also speaking of his policies concerning the LGBTQ community, Biden promising the first thing he'd do if elected president is to get the Equality Act passed if it still were not already approved by Congress by then. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue Foods is recalling chicken nuggets. About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.